Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, Season 15, Reunion Part 2, the final part of this reunion.
Thank God.
Yes, honestly, a pretty lame season. And I mean, it ended on a very uncomfortable note, a very dark note. And then the reunion, to be honest, they edited it to make it look really exciting. I thought, like, oh man, this is gonna be one of the best reunions. Really wasn't. The only things that ha I mean, there's a lot of things that happened on part two of the reunion, and really all it was Rebecca Minkoff coming in. And then the whole end of the reunion was Brynn talking about Brynn. So we'll get to that in a second. Let's just talk about Rebecca first. We can kind of get this out of the way because I think we'll spend a little bit of time on Brynn. But Rebecca shows up, and you know what I thought really was really odd about her coming in? Her and Erin were all buddy buddy all season.
Not
Erin
anymore.
was the one who brought her in, and now it's like she hates Rebecca Minkoff for some reason. To me, there really wasn't much of a reason. Like, Erin has had an issue is like this whole season with everyone, because I feel like Erin isn't getting enough attention that she wants, or and I get it, she's
And she's got a lot of shit going on that's hard to fucking deal with at the moment, right? So,
going through shit. But I mean, it sounds like Rebecca did reach out to her a couple times, and it wasn't exactly what Erin wanted, but
But at least it was something, right?
it was something. And you can only do it so much until, like, if you're not getting anything back, oh, I can't talk, I can't talk, I can't talk. Eventually, the other person, the other party is gonna kind of give up. And that's kind of from my perspective what I thought was going on with Rebecca. And I actually quite liked Rebecca in this reunion way more than when she was on the show. I thought she was so boring on the show. I thought she was a little bit more interesting actually on this reunion.
But the interesting thing to me was that no one on in the show cares about Rebecca. Like
No, they don't. No,
no,
they
like
don't.
at all.
I
Like they're
felt
just
really
like,
bad for
okay.
her. I felt really bad for her and very awkward at the end. But
I've
like
had
just really, really like fucking cold mean. Like really, like I don't
Yeah.
know. It's just really like it was just fuck. Like I don't know.
I 100% agree. And she seemed quite likable, you know,
Yeah,
on
like I, you know, like she's,
sat on
you
the
know.
couch, very real. She addressed multiple things, like just straight up. She said, this is how I feel. And it kind of goes back to what I kind of felt about this particular cast. I really don't think any of them are actually friends. These are all just kind of social connections that they have, and they're like playing on
Yeah, and you know what,
playing
it
a
seems you're
role.
right. That's a good way of putting it, as social connections, and they've kind of cut the cord with Rebecca now. So they don't want to see her anymore. And that's it, they're done.
Yeah, I just
But
felt
yeah,
bad
like
for her, but
I did too, because she just said the whole time she was attacked, and you can see that.
yeah,
She really
and
was.
yeah, she was.
And you know, like the Scientology and
That's their business. I don't give a shit.
yeah,
Do
who
your own
gives a
fucking
shit? Like,
thing.
why does she have to
Who gives a
explain
fuck?
that?
If
Like,
she's
yeah, I
not
know.
like pushing you to join it, you don't have to fucking push for information. It's like you already know it's a subject that, like, you know, there's not much that people say about that, as far as I know, my opinion. I don't know much about it, but I just know it's like kind of like, I don't know what really, right? But
It's kind
that's
of
her fucking
taboo.
thing.
It's kind of a taboo
So it's
religion,
like,
and
but that's her
everybody's got.
fucking thing. Who gives a
I know
fuck? I don't give a
exactly. Leave
shit.
her
But
alone.
the thing is, at the same time, whatever, even if it's not taboo in any religion, like I'm Catholic, I grew up
yeah,
Catholic. I'm
same.
not sitting around with my friends being like, and then Jesus said to his disciples,
No.
like, I'm not going around talking about re my
No.
religion to friends who aren't part of that religion. The only time I talk about it is if I go to a mass, or if I do this, or if I do that, or if it comes up naturally, which honestly doesn't really happen too often. Religion, personally, isn't something that I discuss all that often. to be honest,
Same.
not really something I bring up with other people or ask other people. Like, if I have a friend who is a different religion than me, I don't really ask them about their religion, to be completely honest. Maybe that's rude of me, but so far, no one's complained. So at the same time, it's like, yeah, okay, you're a Scientologist, but like, does that mean you need to bring it up and have conversations?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
In my opinion, no. I felt like it was kind of clickbaity. And I think Rebecca was
Yeah.
the one saying it too. Like, she's like, just say no comment. Like, you don't need to talk about it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I felt bad for her.
I kind of did too. She
Yeah.
seemed I didn't really like her on the season, but then on the reunion, she just kind of seemed likable.
Yeah.
Very real, very straight up.
And she was straight up. She said, "My business was great before, blah, blah, blah. I built it, this, that, but COVID took a hit on it and sales went completely down. And I thought this would be a good way to bring my name back out and, get it out there again. Maybe, you know what I mean?" And I thought that was fair. Like, I mean, she's being honest, she's trying to make a living of something that she was already making a living. She's not fucking a housewife and then trying to do all these fucking toaster oven. You know who I'm talking about, right? Gotta love Sonia. She's tried all kinds of things, right? But toaster oven was, I guess, the most famous. But you know what I mean? She had her business before. And she was just being honest. She's trying to maybe revamp it. I don't know, something like get it more
Just get the name out there a
business,
little
right?
bit more,
Yeah.
get it trending a little bit
Yeah,
more.
exactly.
I have to say, I really appreciate transparency in people.
Yeah.
And that's never something that I'd be like, oh, screw her. She's trying to get her
Yeah.
name there.
No, I'd be like, good
Said
for
it
you.
straight
Fuck,
up.
go.
Good for you. And I respect
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
She wasn't hiding that either. Like, that's
No,
that
she
nothing she
wasn't.
was hiding. She
She
was
was
proud
straight
of her
up about
business.
it. Yeah.
So yeah, like
Exactly.
they were just, they were mean to her. The whole, everybody
Yeah,
was
they
mean to
were.
her.
Yeah, they
They
were.
were.
No, I agree. And I did feel bad for her when she was like walking away to leave. She's like,
Yeah, not one of them got up like fucking
no
like
one
just
stood
the
up to
meanest
hug
fucking
her.
thing. Meanest fucking like you're grown ass women. Fucking act like it. Have
Bully.
some fucking ugh. Yeah.
Total bullies. Yeah,
And
it was uncomfortable to watch.
yeah, it was awkward. Yeah.
Anything else about Rebecca before we move on to Bryn?
No, that's it for me.
No, before we move on to Bryn, you know, one other person I want to discuss kind of briefly is Uba. Like, she doubled down on her behavior. I didn't like it at all. Like, I'm trying, I'm really trying to find something nice about her. But like, instead of being apologetic for like how she behaved in the Dominican Republic and comments she made, she just kind of doubled down on them. And
Yeah.
like, she just said she just doesn't care, right? Like, she doesn't give a shit what anybody thinks. And that's her opinion, and that's it. Like,
Yeah.
whether, and they tried to explain, I don't know how many different ways. I don't know how thick she is as far as that goes and why that won't go in her brain, that you're putting down a nation and that
Yeah.
you're being disrespectful.
Yeah.
And like with and yeah, it was really shocking to me. I thought for sure maybe she'd watch it back and say, oh yeah, I was kind of mean there. I kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. But no, she didn't say that at all. So that bugged me about her. I just wanted to, on a side note.
No, and I have to agree, and I find
I
it
agree too.
odd that no one, okay, regardless of kind of what went down with Bryn, but no one really held Uba accountable for one, saying the stuff about Bryn sucking dick, and two, her the way she was confrontational towards Bryn after she learned about it. No one really held her accountable at all. So I kind of
Nope.
feel like there's a bit of a double standard.
Yes.
And not only that, it's just she hasn't like reflected and been like, oh, well, even though like at the end in her confessional, she's like, I need to find forgiveness, da 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 da. And she said she was going to be calm Uba, but I
She
don't
wasn't.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's got a lot going on too, right? But
Everybody's got a lot going on. Doesn't excuse you for
She's
being
got
rich.
an
I know.
amazing guy, apparently, and she's trying to have
No,
a
I
baby.
guess she's, I don't know. Because she wasn't like that before.
I don't
Well,
know. Maybe it's the fame. What's it?
she
She
did
did, but not
have
as much
a
as like this season, right?
You know what it is I think the women are scared of her because they don't like that confrontational style, like the way she kind of is very explosive. So like that's why when they try to explain and then she just gets mad and then they just kind of shut up. They're like, oh, okay. And then that's it, right?
We don't want that Uba
Yeah, we don't want that one. So
Fair
yeah,
enough.
it just to me, I thought for sure she would have reflected on her behavior because it wasn't right. You know, and then putting her leg in the on that dinner table and like just stupid things like
Yeah,
that.
that
Like,
was really
do that.
rude anyway.
It
Yeah,
was rude.
it's very rude. Yeah, that's rude.
It was rude. So, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree as well. So with Brynn, I just I felt bad for her. It was weird. Again, I don't really think that the women are actually friends because they all like Bryn went off and then they all kind of went together and they started talking about Bryn like, oh, like I don't know, should someone go and see her? I don't know. And it was very awkward and uncomfortable. And Jenna, thank God, came over and talked to her. But I found it pretty strange that she had never tried to reach out to Uba. It doesn't really seem like she tried to reach out to the other women either. But at the same time, it's so much time has gone by and they never even tried to patch things up, nothing. I don't know, like the whole situation to me, it's like, why leave that wound open for so long? And it really didn't seem like they came to much of a conclusion by the end. Like, I don't really think they ended a lot of things. Like, at the end, she's hugging Sai and, oh, I want to be friends with you again. And like, okay, like basically put like a 10-foot between her and Brynn, like, you got to work on some
You gotta
things.
work and stuff.
And I feel terrible for her. And I think she seemed just very broken. But again, it's just with a real relationship, you're able to kind of get over like a certain thing. Like, okay, you thought Uba, there was a misunderstanding. Whatever. This is what happened. Let's move on from it. But then all the women are kind of stuck on it, either because they're so mad about it. Or they're so fed up from Brynn this whole season doing all this weird shit, which we saw all season. She was kind of annoying. So maybe that was
But
like a breaking point for all of
well,
them.
you know what it is Brynn, like even though like we're not talking about the situation that she's been through, like that aside, but what happened was when she was recounting her conversation with the women, you heard the women going, nope, it wasn't said that way. We didn't hear it on camera, but like they were all saying it. Jenna was saying it. Raquel was saying it. They're all going, no, you didn't say that. You didn't say that. And so like she lives this alternate,
La La Land,
yeah, like
this
reality or
fantasy,
something, that the way that she explained things, or maybe she's had time to think about how it would be best laid out. But didn't work for her. It didn't work. She wasn't authentic.
No,
Not at
she
all.
wasn't. Not at all.
I just feel like so much time has passed by that she doesn't even like, when something happens to you and you can recall it, the day after perfectly. Then a week later, it's like, oh, some things are fuzzy. And now it's been like months and she never, the women never repaired it, right? So I just think, I don't know. It was weird.
Well, what she said about Jessel's husband, like that, right away,
Oh,
like
that was
that is like
terrible.
that, that's like
That's really,
uncalled for. And then that, like for me, that friendship is
that's
done. Like
unforgivable.
when
That's
someone crosses
unforgivable,
that line,
right?
then that's
Imagine
not,
sitting
yeah.
there. Imagine
Okay.
sitting there with your husband and your family watching it. You know what I mean? That's horrible.
But at the same time, Aaron and Sai were there in that conversation, and they could have said, no. Let me clarify, not
Yeah.
the love of your life, the hookup. I kind of feel like all these women are like full of shit, to be
But
honest.
maybe they did, and production cut it.
I didn't even
They
know that they
showed
knew
them.
about it. Did they know about it? Did they know that's how I thought Bryn was telling the story. That's the way I took it. Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought.
I thought Bryn was telling the story to them about what was said, like that
That
she
was when they
apparently.
went on a trip in Aruba and had a conversation off camera. And I thought
Okay,
they were
again, see
all.
right away. Again, another
Yeah.
off-camera conversation. So
It's
whatever.
too much. I'm kind of done with it.
Yeah,
Like
me
all
too.
this off-camera stuff. Like. But yeah, I think. But Aaron and Sai were right there too. So they could have, if they knew. But now I'm double guessing that. I was under the impression that they all knew that conversation.
Maybe, and I'm not sure, but the point,
Yeah.
you know what I think the problem is we're not even really that interested. I think that's the
Yeah.
issue. Do I care? Not
Yeah,
really.
fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Well, who do you want to come back on this season? Or do you want to do a full recast?
Scrap them all. I think scrap them all. Not so nice really likes Jenna, but I could care less, like whatever.
No, I mean, I like Jenna. I mean, I like Sai more than Jenna, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
But I
I
like
like
both
Jenna.
Sai and Jenna. Like, I think they should come back with the old cast.
I say
And
cut
you
them
know
all.
what? And yeah.
Them all, because this cast, there's a lot of them that I think are just kind of fake. They're phonies. And then there's like Jenna and Raquel, who are just, to be honest, they're too nice, too non like controversial for the show. Doesn't work.
Agreed. Yeah.
Scrap. Not so
Even
nice.
Andy at the end,
Yeah,
he's like, oh,
face.
okay, let's he goes, that was it, ladies. And you know, like that it was like that was it. Because yeah, there was nothing else to say.
No.
Even
Did
he
they
was
have a drink
bored.
at the end? They weren't allowed alcohol.
I don't
I
think
remember.
so, no. Oh.
They
They
do
weren't
have,
allowed it?
they're usually allowed to have alcohol, like at least a little
And
something.
why aren't they allowed?
Because I caught this because Jenna, when they did that scene when they were on break, Jenna was drinking her ginger ale and she's like, man, like I need alcohol. Like I can't have this ginger ale. This is killing me.
Oh
Probably
yeah, okay,
because
that's right. I heard that, but I didn't understand. Like, why was she waiting for a drink, or were,
could
why
you
aren't they
imagine
allowed?
not having a drink during that?
Yeah,
That
why
would
aren't they
be
allowed the
terrible.
drinks?
Well, they probably didn't let them because it was just so heavy and they were all like this whole season they've been telling lies and shit like that. They probably said, no way, Jose, no drink.
Ain't
Salt Lake City,
getting
they
drunk
had
for this
drinks.
one.
They also did that. Do you remember the Real Housewives of New Jersey? That semi-reunion that they did? They didn't allow them to have any alcohol.
True, true.
Anything else?
Not for me.
No, I'm good.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
Not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Not for now.